Let me just make sure I heard that right.
Yeah.
You are going to graduate with more than $300,000 in debt. You had finished your undergraduate degree with zero. This is all graduate debt.
All graduate debt.
Welcome to the Psychotherapy Notes Podcast. Big information, little episodes.
Welcome again to the Psychotherapy Notes Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Caldwell. On our last episode, we talked about student debt in the mental health professions and some of the ways you can pay off yours. On this episode, we talk with two graduate students who, in total, will amass more than $500,000 in student loan debt on their way to becoming psychotherapists. The two students are Gabrielle Moore, who you heard in the lead-in clip there, and Baradeen Jezza. Both are attending a private, for-profit university, one where I used to teach. The rest of this episode is them telling their stories in their own words, though it should be pointed out that these interviews were conducted separately.
My name is Gabrielle Moore. I completed my master's in about 2011, and I'm currently in the dissertation phase of my doctoral program in couple and family therapy.
My name is Baradeen Jezza. I am currently in my third year of my graduate program.
How much educational debt do you have now?
It's definitely over $300,000.
So as of right now, I have about $190,000 to $200,000 in debt. By the time I graduate, it'll be probably somewhere around $250,000, maybe more.
I knew how many units it was. I knew how much the school charged per unit. So I had an idea of how much tuition would cost. I didn't really factor in that I wouldn't be working the whole time at any kind of job that gave me any type of sustainable income so that I would be maxing out loans for living expenses.
It does end up being where some days I start thinking about it and it just feels like a train is like just hit me. And I'm disoriented, and I'm freaking out, wanting to hyperventilate. So it's a very scary thing to think about.
I can only imagine that unless my monthly payment is drastically lower than what it technically should be, based on the amount of loan I have right now, that I'm going to look pretty bad on paper once I graduate. They send me these statements sometimes of, like, pay the interest. You're accruing this much, like, per week. And it's, like, so scary that I don't actually read them anymore.
When I think about buying a house in the future, I recently came to this conclusion with myself where if I work in the public sector for 10 years or 120 consecutive payments, then my loans are forgiven. So I've told myself, you will not buy a house till you are 37. Because my loans will start when I'm 27. And by 37, God willing, I pay every single payment on time and I don't forget and reset the clock, then I can look at houses by 37. And I've thought about, you know, pushing off getting married because of how much money it'll take. And these things sound like they're negatively impacting my life, but it's just a matter of working things around the decision of being in this career and taking on this much debt.
From me, I come from this kind of middle, upper middle class white family that had a lot of credit cards, but my mom made good money and like always had a car payment, and those things are normal to me.
I'm the first person in my family to get this far educationally, so it's kind of uncharted territory. Nobody really knows what and what's different or how many loans you should have or shouldn't have. So to my family, it's just, you know, we came to this country so you can get an education and you do just that. Don't worry about anything else. We will help you if need be. We'll figure something out. Get your education. Go somewhere in life. Because they didn't have the same opportunities I do.
Of course, Gabrielle and Baradeen are not alone. If you have a compelling story about student loan debt in the mental health world, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us through our website at psychotherapynotes.com, where you will also find every episode of this podcast and a whole bunch of articles that might be useful to you, too. From Los Angeles, I'm Ben Caldwell. See you next time.
The Psychotherapy Notes podcast is a production of Ben Caldwell Labs. Visit our website at bencaldwelllabs.com for therapist training, advocacy tools, license exam prep, and much more.